It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry.
Oh, you cut Steve out.
Oh, man, what am I? Potatoes?
Well, Steve says you've lost your privileges with the wheel.
Why?
You're not delicate with it. You treat the wheel poorly.
Did I manhandle it?
Yes.
I put my man hands on it.
So apparently you've lost your privileges. I will spin the wheel.
All right.
You can react to the stories.
If I want to.
You can drop your pants and hula dance.
If we want to do that as well.
It's not a thing. I Googled it during the news.
I'm making it a thing.
Okay.
Can't believe you've never heard that expression before.
Literally no one has heard that expression before.
Maybe it's un-Googleable.
Yeah, because it's not a thing.
All right, enough of this. Badgering of the witness.
Stevens Point.
All right, Stevens Point. So there's been a lot of protests. I don't know if there's. It'd be interesting to see to rank how many or gauge if there's as many protests at the beginning of Trump's first administration or second administration. What do you think so far?
The first, right?
Because that was the whole thing where protest is the new brunch back then.
This is like a nothing burger to me.
Anyways,
never mind.
Among people's taking a stand are indie bookstores, some of which in Wisconsin. So Bound to Happen Books is a brick and mortar bookstore that opened in 2021 when supply chains were feeling the disruptions of COVID-19. And people refer to that time as the Renaissance for independent bookstores. Mm. However, Amazon, obviously, not surprisingly, was still dominating as one of the largest booksellers in the world. So now indie bookstores are taking a stand against the growing influence of billionaires in government and public life with grassroots campaigns like economic blackout days of no spending. So small businesses in the state are seizing this moment of economic protest to promote shopping local messages, even if it impacts their own pockets. The owner of Bound to Happen Books encouraged people on the store's social media pages to take part in a recent spending blackout day, even if that included their bookstore. Mm. So both Bound to Happen Books of Stevens Point, Word Haven in Sheboygan, and others have aligned their bookstores to break the online shopping algorithms and book bans by providing community activism, like an organized protest when Roe v. Wade was overturned, or simply reorganizing their bookshelves to feature authors and experts for in-person discussions. What do you think? Are you a big fan of Boswell? Do you have an independent bookstore that you like to frequent?
I buy all my books online.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
So you're that guy?
They deliver right to my house.
What about the libraries?
I built a library in Oak Creek when I was mayor. I don't know if you knew that, but
I did not actually. You built a library?
I helped build it.
Oak Creek didn't have a library before that?
We built a new library.
A new library. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Again, protests for me, most of them are meaningless. But
okay. Yeah. Have you ever been to a protest?
Not that I can think
You've
of.
You've never partake.
What would I have been protesting?
I don't know.
I tell you, I love Stevens Point, though.
All right. Don't touch the wheel.
It's spinning the state. I love Stevens Point. God bless all of you up there.
Elkhorn.
Including my friend Sandy, by the way. Shout out to Sandy Love. She lives in Stevens Point. She was on my Tuscany trip. Fantastic person.
All right. Hi, Sandy. All right, Elkhorn and Kenosha. So Earth Day, do you know that Earth Day is next week?
That one I do care about.
You do care about Earth Day? So you've never protested anything for Earth Day?
No, I did something. I'm more of a doer, not just a protester complainer.
All right, well, Earth Day, if you didn't know, is next Tuesday, April 20th. No, it's on April 22nd, so that's night. Is that next Tuesday already? No. What date is it? It's the 9th.
No.
It's 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
But celebrations are already taking place this coming weekend. So Gateway Technical College will be hosting their 17th annual Celebrate Earth Day event this weekend. The family-friendly event is free to the public, and event-goers can participate in things like planting native plants for erosion control along the Pike Creek with the Pike Creek Horticulture Center, drop off electronics for recycling at the Madronigrinnell? I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
I don't even know what
Conference
that is.
Conference Center. There's a hands-on presentation by the Racine County Zoo, a pollinator workshop. We were talking about pollinators earlier today, that you do not care about them.
Would you say that?
Because you about said you didn't care.
No, I care about bees and pollinators and all that stuff. I don't want you to have your yard looking like it's a junkyard. So cut your
but
damn
until
grass.
It's, this is what the PSA from the DNR was.
You could
that until we're at consistently 50-degree weather, leave your leaves and all of your kind of stuff because there's pollinators who have not hatched yet. And if you do it too soon, You're going to make it even worse for the bees. And the bees are very important to our...
Sounds great. But what do I tell my friends at Eater Landscaping when they show up in April to remulch my yard?
That they should come back in May.
No, I want it done in April because I like to have the yard look nice.
I thought you just said you were a fan of the Earth Day.
There's many other ways you can do things. Earth Day. Pick up garbage. Start with that. There's garbage everywhere. Save the bees. Yeah, whatever. I love bees. On the record, I love bees.
As a reminder, Earth Day, Wisconsin thing. Originally a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah, Les Aspin.
No. Gaylord Nelson.
Gaylord Nelson, that's what it is. I had that mic.
1970.
Yeah, close.
All right.
Sort of. They're elected officials, both of them. Thanks for correcting me,
Who was
though.
The first person you said?
Les Aspin, congressman.
Was he also a big
I think so.
Climate activist?
I'll have to look it up during the break.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, when's the last time you were at Circus World?
Like 25 years ago?
All right, well, maybe they
changed?
They have a new exhibit.
You have me at new.
They have a return of some really fancy archival... I don't want to give away what they are, but I'm having a hard time coming up with a different word. What's so we're going to talk about Circus World when we come back on Spanning the State.